it is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Welcome to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. With your Bible in hand and your heart open to learn, let's join the teaching in progress.
This is the teaching on Who is Jesus Christ, Part 2. Point number 2, the roles of Jesus Christ. These roles of Jesus Christ are not exhaustive, but suggestive. These roles found in Scripture can contain dozens and dozens of examples of his many roles and missions and purposes when he was in heaven and before he came down to the earth. Point 2A, Jesus Christ is Creator. John chapter 1 verse 3 says, All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Jesus Christ, in the beginning with the Father, in the beginning with the Holy Spirit, was Creator. Colossians chapter 1 verse 16 states, For by him were all things created, that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are creators in the beginning. Scripture teaches that the Father planned creation, Jesus Christ implemented creation, and the Holy Spirit executed creation, all three at the same time. Point 2B, Jesus Christ is the only Savior. Once again, this word means Savior. This word means saved from. The role of Jesus Christ is to save. He can save us from our sins. He can save us from our enemies. He can save us from diseases. He can save us from the wrath to come. He can save us from ourselves. Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. Acts chapter 4 verse 12 states, Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. This salvation is exclusive in Jesus Christ only. John chapter 14 verse 6 says, Jesus proclaimed, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Individuals are not saved by a church. Individuals are not saved by good deeds. Individuals are not saved by good works or good efforts. Individuals are not saved by an organization or some type of denomination experience. Individuals are only saved through salvation in Jesus Christ. He is the one that died for our sins and rose from the dead. Scripture teaches, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Point 2C. Jesus Christ is the head of the church. Jesus Christ is first and has preeminence in all things. Scripture teaches in Colossians chapter 1 verse 18, And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. Jesus Christ is the head of the church and has preeminence over all things. This means that Jesus Christ is first among all things. This guarantees that man has a covering authority in the name of Jesus Christ and is subject to Jesus. This also prevents man elevating himself above God. Jesus Christ is the head of the church, not a pope, not a potentate, not a bishop, nor a pastor, nor a deacon, nor a board of a church. No one is the head of the church except the Lord Jesus Christ, who has preeminence, is first among all things. For the scriptures teach at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Jesus Christ is called the head of the body, the head of the church in Colossians chapter 1 and in Colossians chapter 2. Once again, this prevents man from elevating himself higher than God and always ensures that man has a covering authority in the name of Jesus Christ. Point 2D. Jesus Christ is a healer. Acts chapter 8 verse 38 says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Matthew chapter 8 verses 16 through 17 says, when the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. This is a quote from Isaiah chapter 53, verse number 4. Jesus Christ came to forgive and to heal. Jesus Christ can heal us physically, Jesus Christ can heal us spiritually, and Jesus Christ can heal us emotionally. Scriptures teach in Luke chapter 4, verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised or crushed. This scripture teaches that Jesus Christ has a threefold healing, which includes healing us physically, healing us emotionally, and healing us psychologically. Jesus Christ bore our sins on the cross and paid the price for us to receive healing through Jesus Christ, through his suffering on the cross. The scriptures teach by his stripes we are healed. Point 2E, Jesus Christ is our Redeemer. The word Redeemer means purchased. Our sins have been purchased with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 18 through 19 state, For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. This redemption by blood speaks to the fact that we cannot earn our salvation through good works. This redemption by blood speaks to the fact that individuals cannot purchase their salvation. This redemption by blood speaks to the fact that God has made it easy and accessible for all of mankind to be saved and forgiven through faith in Jesus Christ. It was the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross of Calvary, and we cannot add anything to the salvation equation. The blood of Jesus Christ has paid the price for our sins. We have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 6 states, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Jesus Christ gave himself a ransom for our sins. Acts chapter 20, verse 28 speaks of Jesus Christ purchasing the church with his own blood. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 speaks of us as being washed from our sins in his own blood. Jesus Christ is our Redeemer. There is a blood covenant that was proclaimed throughout the scriptures, and those that trust in the blood of Jesus, that his shed blood purchased the price for our sins, by faith will have salvation in the Lord. Point 2F, God is our friend. Jesus Christ is our friend. Scripture teaches in the book of John, chapter 15, verse 14, ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. These are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, speaking that if we have loving obedience and trust in him, then he does not see us as enemies. He sees us as friends. We have been adopted into the family of God through Jesus Christ. We are now sons and daughters of the Most High God. And through this friendship in Christ, we have fellowship and we have an opportunity to walk with him and talk with him along life's narrow way. This does not mean that we are buddies or chummy with the Lord Jesus Christ, for we maintain our godly reverence and godly respect for who he is. We bow down before him. We lift our hands up to him. We praise and worship him. This in context is speaking that as friends, we have a relationship with him. James chapter 2 verse 23 states, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed or counted unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. This is a quote from Genesis chapter 15 and from 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Through this friendship with the Lord Jesus Christ, through this friendship with God, this is speaking of relationship. This is speaking of us being personal with God, intimate with God through Jesus Christ, and can now enjoy sweet fellowship and communion with the Lord. Point 2G. Jesus Christ is the Word of God. This word of God speaks to truth being revealed. This word of God speaks to truth being revealed through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. This word of God, title for Jesus Christ, speaks of Jesus proclaiming God's word and living God's word and revealing God's word through his life. This word of God can be found throughout the scriptures as the life of Christ is parallel with the scriptures, the spoken word of God, the written word of God, and the revealed word of God. John chapter 1 verse 14 says, "And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us." 1 John chapter 5 verse 7 declares the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. Jesus Christ is called the Word in Revelation chapter 19 verse 13. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. This vesture dipped in blood speaks of redemption through blood and his upcoming judgment on the Battle of Armageddon. Jesus Christ is the Word of God. Truth revealed through Jesus Christ. Truth revealed through the Word of God, through the Scriptures. Point 2H. Jesus Christ is our propitiation. This word propitiation means the satisfaction of God's wrath. God is obliged to judge sin. God is holy and righteous. Scriptures declare that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. God will judge sin and put down all evil from the earth. And God's wrath will be poured out on a world during the great tribulation. Scriptures teach, however, that Jesus Christ is our propitiation. He is the satisfaction of God's wrath. 1 John chapter 2 verse 2 declares, "And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world." God's wrath was satisfied in the person of Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ was on the cross, suffering for the sins of the world, God's wrath was being poured out in judgment upon Jesus Christ instead of upon us. Our sins were placed upon Jesus Christ, and the wrath and judgment of those sins from God Almighty himself was placed upon Jesus Christ. That is why in that moment of time on the cross, Jesus Christ declared, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" For a moment in time, Jesus Christ was separated from the Father because he was made a sin offering for the sins of the world. And God judged our sins upon the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, God's wrath is satisfied, and God can forgive us and accept us as we take faith and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. What a marvelous work on the cross of Calvary! Not only forgiveness in Christ through the cross, not only healing through the suffering of Jesus Christ, but also God's wrath and anger being satisfied on the cross as God's judgment was poured out on Jesus Christ, who judged our sins in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. What a marvelous plan of salvation that God had from the foundation of the world. This is the teaching on who is Jesus Christ, part 2. And on today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you have strayed away from His loving kindness, I invite you to pray with me this prayer. This prayer will change your life. Oh God, I am a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I believe that God raised Him from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Save me today. Forgive me, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International. LCMI is a Christian non-denominational teaching ministry based solely on the Holy Bible, dedicated to pleasing God, glorifying Jesus Christ, and ensuring that the Bible is the foundation in everything this ministry proclaims and endorses. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com. Please join us again next time for more Bible teaching. And remember, we have the victory through Jesus Christ.